We've been talking the last 2 weeks about the concepts of Bishul B'Shabbos. Last time we discussed Kli Sheni. So I want to conclude our discussion of Kli Sheni today. We mentioned that the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Amud Beis says that Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel, that there's no Isser of Bishul B'Shabbos, the Malach of Bishul B'Shabbos doesn't apply by a Kli Sheni. And Tosus asked the age-old question, what's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? If it's Yatso lettuce bow in the liquid, so then it should be mevashel even a Kli Sheni. And if it's not Yatso lettuce bow, if it's not so warm that the hand recoils from the liquid, so then even in a Kli Rishon it shouldn't be a problem. And Tosus gave his famous answer that the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni is that in a Kli Rishon the defunos are mechamamos, the walls of the pot are heating up whatever is inside, because the walls themselves have gotten hot. So therefore, the liquid that's Yatso lettuce bow is not going to cool as quickly, so it has the potential to be mevashel what's inside. But in a Kli Sheni, since the defunos are not mechamamos, the defunos are actually mekareros, the defunos of the Kli, since they haven't been warmed up, you just put soup into a bowl, so the walls of the bowl are going to cool down the soup. So because defunos mekareros, so therefore, even if it's Yatso lettuce bow, it's not going to be mevashel, it's not going to cook what's inside. And we explained it even further, that it's not just a metzias issue, but there are those that want to say that it's a derech bishul issue. That it's not derech bishul to be mevashel in a Kli Sheni, because defunos mekaros. It's not derech bishul. So even if, technically speaking, it's Yatso lettuce bow, and it could be mevashel b'metzias, but since it's not derech bishul, bekach, so Chazal are not going to be gozer in a Kli Sheni. We pointed out that there are certain exceptions, the most famous of which is Kale HaBishol, things that get cooked very easily, so Kale HaBishol might be mispashal even in a Kli Sheni. So in light of what we've said, that the whole yesod of a Kli Sheni is that it's ain't derech bishol bekach, since the defanos are mekaros, so you could say that by Kale HaBishol, it's not ain't derech bishol bekach, it's normal to be mevashal in a Kli Sheni, because you'll be able to accomplish what you want to, you'll be able to be mevashal the item very well in the Kli Sheni, because this item gets cooked very easily. Okay, this is what we said last time. The Chavos Das, in his Chidushim, in Yerideya, in Chelek Aleph, in his Chidushim, in Hilchas Bosa B'Cholov, the Chavos Das has a Sofek about Tosfos. A further Sofek about the beer in Tosfos. What does Tosus mean? Tosus says there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. The Kli Rishon, the defunos are mechamamos, and Kli Sheni, the defunos are not mechamamos, the defunos mekaros. So the Chavos Das in Yerideya, he says, what did Tosus mean? Is the ikar in the Kli Sheni the fact that the defunos are mekaros, that the walls of the pot are going to cool down the substance inside? Or is the ikar the fact that they're not mechamamos? Is it the lack of mechamamos? Or the positive koach that they are makaros. What do you need to establish the state of Kli Sheni? Right, should we say that as long as the defanos are not machamamos, is going to be a Kli Sheni? Or should we say no, even if the defanos are not machamamos, if you don't have defanos makaros, it's not going to be a Kli Sheni? So at first glance, you'd say, well, what's the difference? Every Kli Sheni, the defanos are makaros and they're not machamamos. So what's the Chavos Das have a suffix over here? The chor, it's a little strange. So there are several nafkamina that the Achronim point out might hinge on this suffix of the Chavos Das. Take, for example, the case of what's called Dover Gush. Dover Gush means a solid item, a Dover Yovesh. You could have said Dover Yovesh, but the Loshon of the Poskim is Dover Gush. What's the status of a hot, piping hot, solid item? Like a piece of kugel. A hot piece of kugel. Or a hot potato coming out of a cholent. Let's say that hot potato is put on a plate, and then you spear it with a fork. Right? What's the status of that? Is that viewed as a Kli Rishon, a Kli Sheni? What is it? So the Rama and the Marshal have a Machlokas. This is in Yerideya. This is quoted in the Taz in Yerideya in Siman Sadi Dalet. The Rama and the Marshal have a Machlokas as to whether Dover Gush is Dino Kekli Rishon regarding Issa Veheter, regarding Blios, regarding absorptions. Let's say a person has a hot piece of meat on a plate, a fleshiga plate. They served a hot piece of meat on a fleshiga plate, they put it in front of the individual, and he spears it with the fork. He has his knife and fork, he's cutting up a few pieces, he eats a few pieces, and then someone says, hey, just 1 second, Gewalt, that's a milcha gefork. That's a dairy fork. What are you eating with a dairy fork? And they realized that they mixed up the forks. So what's the status of that fork? So if this were only a klisheni, right? Let's say you put meat soup into a bowl, and then you use a milchika spoon in the bowl, so there'd be much more room to be making. Klisheni ena mavashel, so that spoon would be okay, right? You wouldn't have to kasha the spoon. At first glance, right? Klisheni ena mavashel would tell me that the spoon is not going to become treif, because what's the problem? What's the problem? You know, it's not a good thing to, you know, to put even cold meat onto a dairy utensil. But it's not going to aser. There's no blia if it's only cold. So here, it's not cold, but alpidin it's cold, even if it's yatzo lettuce, but if it's in a klisheni, and we assume that klisheni is not going to create any kind of a blia, so if the soup is in the klisheni, at first glance, there'd be much more room to be mekel, that the dairy spoon would not become aser. But what's the din if we're not talking about soup, we're not talking about a liquid. We're talking about a davar gush, a solid item, like a piece of meat, a hot piece of meat. What's the din then? So the Ramah says it's okay. But the Marshal is machmer. The Marshal says that it's dino kekli rishon. That even though it's in a klisheni, because the hot solid food keeps its heat much more than a bowl of soup. A bowl of soup, it forms to the walls of the bowl. And it cools off much more quickly. But the Dover Gush doesn't. So the Marshal says Dover Gush is dino kekli rishon. Even though it's in a secondary kli, it's in a klisheni, you took it off the fire, it's dino kekli rishon, and if you put a dairy fork inside this piece of meat, it's going to become absolutely awesome. That's what the Marshal wants to say. So now there's a further machlokas within the Marshal. Does the Marshal hold that Dover Gush is mevashel? Or is he saying a special halacha regarding blios, regarding absorptions? Is he saying regarding absorptions, the Dover Gush, the solid, hot item, is strong enough that it's going to create an absorption as if it's in a Kli Rishon? Or is he even saying that it's like Bishul for Shabbos purposes? So the Magen Avraham says, yes, according to the Marshal, what's the difference? That's exactly his point. That Dover Gush is Kekli Rishon. If it's Kekli Rishon, it's Kekli Rishon for Blios of Isser Veheter, and it's Kekli Rishon vis-a-vis Bishul B'Shabbos, because it's the same idea. It's really the same idea. The Chavos Das argues, the Chavos Das in Nuchas Basa B'Cholav, he says no. That even the Marshal would say that Dover Gush has a din of Kli Rishon for Blios of Isser Veheter, he will say it's not Mevashel on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Chavos Das, because it's not defanos mechamamos. There are no defanos mechamamos over here. You took the piece of meat out of the hot pot. So there are no defanos of the pot that are heating up the piece of meat. Albeit you don't have defanos mekaros, there's nothing cooling it down because it's keeping its shape, but you still don't have defanos mechamamos either. Says the Chavos Das, if you don't have defanos mechamamos, it's not going to be mevashel. It's a klisheni. Klisheni ena mevashel means any time you don't have defanos mechamos, even if you don't have defanos mekaros, doesn't have to cool it down. As long as it's not maintaining the heat, it has a din of a klisheni, and it's not going to be mevashel. Obviously, what does the Magen Avraham hold? Magen Avraham says that even if you don't have defanos mechamos, even if you don't have defanos mechamos, as long as you don't have defanos mekaros, it can't be a klisheni. The Magen Avraham holds you need defanos mekaros to be a klisheni. And the Chavos Das says, as long as you don't have defanos mechamos, it is a klisheni. That's the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Chavos Das. Okay, so some are machmer for this. Some are machmer for the Marshal, like the Magen Avraham, to assume that Dover Gush is kekli rishon, and it's even going to be mevashel. So they're very careful about Dover Gush. What's the nafkamina? How does this play out? So there are some that are makpid, when they take the cholent, they keep the cholent away from some of the other elements that they have on their plate. Right, what do you have in a typical Shabbos Suda? Okay, I don't want to whet your appetite for lunch, but what do you have? You have your macaroni, and you have your coleslaw, and you have your potato kugel, and you have your cholent, right? So what often happens, if you take a heaping spoon of coleslaw, so sometimes the liquid in the coleslaw, if it's a very liquidy coleslaw, the liquid starts to run. So if the liquid runs toward the cholent, and you have a piece of hot meat from the cholent, what are you going to have? Right, the piece of hot meat from the cholent is still piping hot. Maybe it's yatzo lettuce bone. So what's going to happen is the liquid from the coleslaw that was never nisbashel, that liquid was never nisbashel. It was never cooked. So that liquid is going to hit the piece of meat. And gewalt, maybe it'll be misbashel. It'll be viewed as though it's misbashel in a kli rishon. Right? Because the piece of meat has a din kli rishon, even though it's only in a kli sheni. So some have a minig that they put the cholent in a separate bowl. They like to keep the cholent in a separate bowl so that it's not going to mix all the davar gush, the cholent, the piece of meat in the cholent, and the potato kugel and everything. And they put it in a separate bowl so that it's not going to mix with the liquids, with the coleslaw and the other things that are cold. So that's based on this chumra of the Marshal, that they're assuming that a davar gush is dinok a kli rishon, even if it's in a kli sheni, and therefore it'll be mevashal. It's a chumra gabi chumra that the Marshal. It's not really a chumra. It's all kula chada chumra he, that the Marshal holds that davar gush is dinok a kli rishon, and the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Marshal is that means it's mevashal. So if it's mevashal, so therefore there's going to be a problem over here. So that's why they try to keep the liquids away from the potato kugel and the piece of meat and the piece of potato from the cholent. Ephraim Klein.
Would the same chumra apply when you have the exhaust from meat? Because you know it's already cooked, you say yesh b'shach 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 b'shach.
Rav Moshe actually touches on your question in a different context. Rav Moshe wants to say that even if you'll be machmer for the Marshal, for liquids that have not been cooked, like the case that we just presented with the coleslaw, but you should be allowed to put ketchup on top of a piece of meat from the cholent, because the ketchup is nisbashel before. So if it's nisbashel, Rav Moshe wants to say that to be machmer for the din of ein bishalach abishal b'davar lach, we said that's a chumra, that could be a chumra, so two chumras you don't have to be machmer for. The chumra of the Marshal and the chumra of ein bishalach abishal b'davar lach, Rav Moshe says you don't have to put the two together. So he says, even if you'll be machmer to keep the liquid of the coleslaw separate from the davar gush, from the piece of meat, you should be allowed to put ketchup on top of the meat. Any liquid type of condiment that you have reason to believe has been already cooked, because you don't have to be a machmer both for the chumra of yesh bishlach abishal b'davar lach and for the chumra of the Marshal that davar gush in a kli sheni is dinok a kli rishon. Okay, this is one issue that might hinge on this question as to whether the ikar of kli sheni is the fact that it's not defanos mechamos, or that you need defanos mekaros in order to put it into the status of a kli sheni. Another area, another shaila that might be affected by this question is iroi kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon into a kli sheni. Let's say pouring soup directly from the cauldron into a bowl. Let's say you're pouring soup on top of something else. Would there be a problem of bishul there? So the Rishonim have a debate about Iri Kli Rishon. Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Mem Beis and Beis and in other areas in Shas, Tosfos has three opinions. Some say that Iri Kli Rishon is Dino Ke Kli Rishon, if you're pouring from the Kli Rishon, it has the status of the Kli Rishon. Some say no. Once it leaves the Kli Rishon, it has the status of a Kli Sheni. And some say it's in the middle. Tosfos concludes that it should be in the middle. It's neither Kli Rishon, but it's not Kli Sheni. It's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. That means it's Mevashel only the surface, the outer surface of the item that it hits. So it's not really Kli Rishon, because if it's Kli Rishon, it would be Mevashel Bekulo. That it doesn't do. It doesn't cook it completely. But at the same time, it's not Kli Sheni. It's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. These are the three shittas. So l'chora, this shaila also should depend on the suffix of the Chavis Das. If you assume that it doesn't become, that a kli sheni has to be defanos mekaros, so there are no defanos mekaros over here. It's going through the air, but there's nothing that's on the surface of the iri. The iri is just going through the air. It's not defanos mekaros. But at the same time, you don't have defanos mechamos either. It's outside the walls of the original pot. So if you need the funas mechamos in order to be mevashel lechora iri kli rishon, should not be kli rishon because you don't have the funas mechamos. But if you need the funas mekaros to establish the status of a kli sheni, since you don't have the funas mekaros, perhaps the iri should still be considered kli rishon. Okay, a similar type of idea that it's not exactly the same. But it's very similar, that once you pour from the Kli Rishon, you don't have the Defanos Mechamos. It's not under the effect of the Defanos Mechamos of the original Kli Rishon, but at the same time, it's not under the effect of the Defanos Mekaros of the Kli Sheni. So if you need the funas mechamos to establish the status of a kli rishon, this irish should be kli sheni, because you don't have the funas mechamos. But if you need the funas makaros, this is not yet kli sheni. Maybe it should still be dino kli rishon. The third and final nafkamina that might hinge on this question is what's called a kli shoev, a ladle. What's the status of a ladle? Is the ladle that you put into the kli rishon, is it dino kli rishon? You put it into the kli rishon, you take it out, and then you pour your soup into the kli sheni. Is that dino kli rishon, or is it dino kli sheni? So this is a major machlokas in the poskim, not just regarding Hilchos Shabbos, but regarding Hechsher Kelim. We talked last year in June about Hagolas Kelim, that one of the ways that we're Machsher Kelim, if you were mishtamish, if you use the kli with boiling liquid, so then you have to put it into boiling liquid, into boiling water. Hagolah. So the question is, can you do Hagolah in a ladle? Let's say it's too difficult to do it in the kli rishon. Somehow it's too difficult. You're afraid you'll lose it. Yeah, let's say you're being magil, something very small, and if you put it into the kli rishon, somehow you're afraid that you'll lose it and it'll be hard to get it out and whatever. Whatever the circumstances are, you want to be magil in the ladle. So can you do that? So the Taz in Yeridah quotes from the Maharil that a kli shoev, a ladle, is dino kli sheni. You can't do hagola, says the Maharil, in a ladle because it's like a kli sheni. So if it's like a kli sheni, then that's not worthy of doing hagola. Hagola has to be done in a kli rishon. It has to be bubbling, has to be boiling, it has to be in a kli rishon. But the Taz disagrees. He says, what are you doing? You're taking the liquid with the ladle out of the kli rishon. So the shame of the kli rishon is chal on the ladle. It's the effect of the kli rishon is felt on the ladle. So if it's felt on the ladle, then even after you take the ladle out of the kli rishon, it still has the din of a kli rishon, and you can do hagolah in this kli. So the Chavos Das wants to say, what's the machlokas, the Maharil and the Taz regarding hagolah? Why should you be able to do hagolah in the kli? In the kli shoev according to the Taz, why should you not be able to do it according to the Maharil? So the Chavos Das says he thinks the Maharil holds that a ladle is viewed as something that doesn't have defanos mechamamos. It doesn't have defanos mechamamos. What does that mean? The ladle is pretty hot if you have the hot liquid in there. The answer is that its defanos, even though its walls are hot, the walls of the ladle are pretty hot, but they weren't heated by the esh. The heat didn't come through the esh. The heat came from the boiling liquid inside the pot. That's not called defanos mechamamos. Defanos mechamamos means that the dofen, that the wall of the pot was warmed by the fire. If it's warmed by the fire, then it has the status of a kli rishon. But if it was only warmed by a boiling liquid inside the kli rishon, the Chavos Das says that the Maharil holds that's not called defanos mechamamos. That's why it only has a din of a kli sheni. Why is the Taz going to disagree? So the Chavos Das wants to suggest that the Taz holds you don't need the funos mechamamos, that you don't need the funos mekaros, that you don't need the funos mechamamos in order to establish the status of a kli rishon, right? As long as you don't have the funos mekaros here, even if you don't have the funos mechamamos, it's still a kli rishon. Meaning, the only way to establish a kli sheni is if you have defanos mekaros, that the walls of the pot, the walls of the item that's holding the hot liquid, are going to cool down the hot liquid. In the case of a ladle, the walls of the ladle are not cool. So if they're not cool, they're not going to cool down the liquid inside. So the Chavos Das wants to say that according to the Taz, since you don't have defanos mekaros, al pidin, the liquid inside is called a kli rishon. Even if you don't have defanos mechamos, you don't need defanos mechamos to have the status of a kli rishon. As long as you don't have defanos mekaros, the status of a kli rishon is going to be maintained. That's how the Chavos Das wants to explain the Taz. The Taz himself gives a simpler explanation. He says, I look at it as though it is defanos mechamos. Right? I look at it as though it is defanos mechamos, as opposed to the Maharil, who says that you don't have defanos mechamos because the defanos of the ladle have not been warmed by the fire directly, they've only been warmed by the boiling water, the boiling liquid inside the pot. The Taz says, who cares? The reality is that the defanos of the ladle, the walls of the ladle, are hot, and they're gonna maintain the heat of the liquid inside. So the Taz says, maybe this is defanos mechamos. In other words, you can either look at the machlokas, the Maharil and the Taz, as a machlokas as to what you need in order to establish something to be a kli sheni. Is it enough that you don't have defanos machamos, or do you need defanos makaros in order to establish it as a klisheni? Or you could say the machlokas simply is, do I view the ladle as defanos machamos or not? The Maril would say that it's not defanos machamos because it wasn't nischamim, it wasn't worn by the esh, by the fire. And the Taz says it can be defanos machamos even though it wasn't worn by the fire. These are the different approaches to explain the Maril and the Taz. But how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Taz Lachumra. He says that you have to be concerned, maybe the klishoy, maybe the ladle is not a separate kli. Maybe it's not a kli sheni. It's viewed as a kli rishon. It's viewed as a kli rishon. He goes even further. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says that even the Maril, who assumes that a ladle is really a kli sheni, the Maril would say that if you leave the ladle inside the pot, you know, sometimes when you're dishing out the soup, so after you've dished out four bowls, you know, four or five bowls, you give to whoever you want to give to, and then you go to eat your soup, but you leave the ladle in the kli rishon, and then if someone else wants soup, they'll come back and take the ladle out of the pot. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, even the Maril would say that ladle has a din of a kli rishon. So if you put from the soup from the ladle into your bowl, if you left the ladle inside the pot, then everyone would say that the bowl is only a kli sheni. But if you dished out with the ladle before, so that's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, and the Taz is machmir, that it's viewed as a kli rishon, so your bowl is only a kli sheni. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says, that we should be machmir. But there are many who point out that even though there's room to be machmir for the Taz, that a ladle is considered a kli rishon, it's like a hemshich of the kli rishon that you took it out of, but perhaps one can be makil to put bread into the soup bowl anyway. Even though the soup bowl is only going to be a kli sheni then, the ladle is not going to make the soup bowl into a kli shlishi. It's not like the pot is a kli rishon and the ladle is a kli sheni and the soup bowl is a kli shlishi. No, if we're going to be machmer for the Taz, it'll turn out that the ladle is viewed as a kli rishon. It's a hemshich of the original kli rishon. So now the soup bowl is a kli sheni. If the soup bowl is a kli sheni, so then how can I put bread? How can I put bread into the kli sheni? How can I put it into the bowl? We know that yesh bishul achar afiyah, we're machmer, that yesh bishul achar afiyah. And we're machmer even further, the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe pas is kali abishul. So if pas is kali abishul, then it can be mizbashul even in a kli sheni. So someone has suggested that even if we'll be machmer, that pas is kali abishul, despite the fact that it's not mafurish in the Gemara, but again, you don't have to be machmer for two chumras. The chumra of a klishoev, the chumra to say that the ladle is not a klisheni, that's a chumra. That's a chumra of the Taz. So the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmer for the Taz. But to put the two chumras together, that far we don't have to go. So once you use the ladle, again, if you didn't leave the ladle inside the pot, you only dished out the soup from the pot with the ladle, so that ladle might have a status of a kli rishon only according to the Taz. So your soup bowl is a kli sheni, but that's only a chumra. So if that's only a chumra, then you should be allowed to put bread, or matzah, bread directly into the soup bowl, because the whole chumra to treat pas or matzah as kali abishol, that's also a chumra. So we don't have to be machmer for both chumra. Similar to the other yesod Reb Moshe had, right? The other psak, that you can put the ketchup on top of the davar gush, because we don't have to be machmer for two chumras. So too over here, we don't have to be machmer for the chumra of the ladle of the Taz, together with the chumra that pas might be kale habishal. Okay, but certainly for soup nuts, there's much more room to be makil, because by soup nuts, you're either talking about tigun, frying, which is less than bread even. That's we might view tigun as bishal, so then ain bishal achar bishal. What's more, soup nuts might be deep fried. And deep fried, all the poskim say is bishul. You know, deep fried, if you ever go to Krispy Kreme to see how the donuts are made, you see what the deep fry means. You have like a vat of oil, and you put the donuts inside the vat of oil. I don't know how anyone can eat donuts after watching that. But that's what deep frying is about. So deep frying is definitely bishul. It's not bishul in water, it's bishul in oil, but it's certainly bishul. So if the soup nuts are made by being deep fried, which I think most croutons and soup nuts, I think they're made with deep frying, then everyone would say that that's already mevushal. So in bishlach habishal, that's no problem at all. That would be no problem at all. But if they're only a light frying, So then there's room to be makel anyway, because it might be bishul. It's a machlokas whether that's considered bishul. So you certainly don't have to be machmer for that. But I want to go even further. I think most poskim would say that even for bread, one could put the bread directly into the klisheni, because the chumra that bread is kaliyah bishul, that's one chumra. And the chumra to assume that that a ladle is not a klisheni, it's a kli rishon, and then the bowl is only a klisheni, that's a chumra of the taz too. So we don't have to put both chumras together to be machmer so much. So I think it should be mutter to put, if you use a ladle, if you pour directly from the pot, that's a different story, but if you use a ladle to dish out the soup from the pot, I think there's room to be mekel that you could put bread directly into the klisheni, into your bowl.